From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This past week, a notable event seems to have passed largely unnoticed. The major amateur societies made a point of announcing it, and the ITU, who sponsor it, put the message out. However, in this land down under, it seemed to pass without a whimper. Yes, April the 18th was World Amateur Radio Day, and it has passed, like the wrappings on Easter chocolates. That is, largely unnoticed. But the day following, the media were heralding the launch of the Australian-made CubeSats. Academics who have been involved in the project got their 15 minutes of fame touting the possibilities of Australia rejoining space experimentation. We can wait and see if these small three packages can provide the information they were to gather, and if the current enthusiasm carries forward to a continuing growth of Australian involvement. CubeSats have been largely responsible for amateur radio continuing in space. On a more somber note, we've had two politicians noted for their haircuts rather than their statesmanship, heckling each other and making noises about nuclear war. This is not a new occurrence to the older members of society. What is perhaps necessary to consider, apart from the blast damage and radiation that could be released, are the effects of the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, that would have on the capacity of survivors to recover. We are blessed to have solid-state technology assisting in most areas of our lives. Phones, water, and electrical services depend on the humble transistor. And so do appliances from sewing machines to motor vehicles. Broadcasters have trimmed the fat from manpower, and computerized processors largely run stations. Imagine if the fire brigade had no working communications and vehicles, and the water drained from the reservoirs and could not be replenished, and the electricity was off. Hospitals would run out of fuel for lack of generators, and food would rot in warming cold storage. It's a dystopian vision, but regrettably our commercial infrastructure is not hardened against EMP. Think of a shack full of useless gear. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.